Ayo. Ayo. Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy State, man. State of New York Knicks podcast, man. And you know, we over here, we in Queens, man. We in the chef house and all of that. And I feel good, man. I feel good. You see how I look? You see how I look, man. What I want to say is I appreciate everybody tuning in to the State of New York Knicks podcast. And I also want to appreciate the people that have been tuning in. And yes, the hardest working ever. The hardest working. State is the hardest working man ever. Yes. It's people who's over here. And these people is the same people that say, I want to talk during the Knicks space. I want to make sure that I get everybody to talk on the space today. So since I want to get everybody to talk on the space today, right? The first person that I want to get up here, John, come in. I got to get John first. So when I get John first and I need John to explain what he's doing right now, let me get up. Let's have John explain how he came up. I'm good.
How did we get here right now? We got here right now because I stumbled upon State on Knicks Twitter and fell into a hole of a whole bunch of people that are just a great community, the best community on Twitter. So this year right here is just for the community, for the Knicks community, the number one fan base for any kind of basketball team. The Knicks fan base rides with their team through everything, through dog shit, through all of it. Right? So we ride through everything. So this is for the Knicks fan base. This is for the New York Knicks. That's all I got to say. All I do is cook. That's it. That's all I do is cook. We're here for this man right here.
Yeah. And I can continue to keep going inside. Come over here, man. I wanted to continue the side of things because I know Chef, he really got to look after a lot of things. And I was just talking to Eru, Diehard Knicks podcast, and I was telling him that, listen, man, the reason why I'm here right now is because of y'all. It's not because of me. Right? And, I wanted to make sure that I give a presentation to Knick fans, and I wanted to give a presentation to Knick fans who, how can I say this? They have cable, but don't have cable. And this is what I got right now. So thank you, Knick fans, for this. And yeah, that's what I got.
So what do you think about the game, man? Did you chance to watch it?
Yeah, I watched the game.
What'd you think?
I heart.
you got to give credit to the Bulls for the defense.
Yeah,
they're playing some good.
They play hard. And the one thing I give to the Bulls is, but outside of playing hard, they play like this game meant something.
Right.
That's all you want.
Right.
Right. And you're a Knicks fan, and you don't care.
Right.
Like,
I want that 50 wins,
but yeah. Like, I don't really give a fuck.
Right.
Like, but we got the 50 wins.
Right.
And since we got the 50 wins, right, how do you feel? You feel like we go to the finals?
Not only that, 50 wins, second seed in the East. I say MVP for Brunson. But if it's not Brunson, who? It can't be Tatum. It can't be nobody in the East, right? On the West, what are you going to give it to on the West? It got to be Brunson. It got to be. Outside of that, championship all the way, baby. No doubt, no doubt.
Yo, shout out to everybody tuning in right now. We got 90 people, 90 tuning in right now. Shout out to Dilly Bands. So Dilly Bands, stay sauce. He not even pronouncing the words right. You motherfucking right, motherfucker. I'm sauce, motherfucker. You motherfucking right. Because if I was sober, I'd still be arguing with this man right here. I don't want to argue. At all. But I appreciate you doing that. What you was about to say?
I said it's a good look, man. I'm glad he opened it up for you, you know? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice little spot.
Yeah. Yeah, my guy Chef. Chef opened this little section up for us.
Right.
And I told Chef, like, when you open this section up, you got to make sure it's just not for me. It's for everybody around me. And he said, yeah. So, that's the guy right now. That's the guy right now.
What's up? I'm going to see if I can support, get some food, some drink. You want some?
Whatever you want to buy.
they got everything in some way.
You get what I'm saying? I'm feeling good though. I'm feeling good though, man.
What do you think about Philly?
They pussy. If you want to, they pussy. Like,
keep it a buck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they pussy, yeah.
They pussy. I'm not worried about Philly. The only team I'm worried about is the Orlando Magic.
Okay.
After them, it's like everybody's fair game.
I'm more worried about Miami. They play so dirty, man. They took two of our guys out this year, bro. So I'm more worried about them than anything. You know? Orlando is going to be a battle, but I think we're going to beat them. You disagree?
Nah, I agree. I agree off the strength of Orlando specifically.
Yeah.
Once we beat their first team, we're good.
Right.
The other teams is like, I don't know if we could beat you straight out the gate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you think Philly looking at us like barbecue chicken?
No.
No?
No.
Because if MB wasn't hurt, they might have been in our spot, in the two spots.
I think Philly, you beat the shit out of them last. So
right.
I think we'll be fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can.
So like, I'm not worried about Philly.
Right.
I think Philly is like the easiest opponent.
You think so?
Yeah.
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 I'll give you that. Cause I outside of Philly being pussy, I think Embiid is pussy. Cause I think our guys can guard him. Even if he gets 30, he gets the most pussiest 30 points in the entire league, in my opinion. Everything is at the foul line and whatever, so Knicks can handle that. And that fits right into the Knicks defense. The Knicks like to close down the paint, and Embiid is right there, so we can shut it down. And I think we should beat them. Easy. Yeah.
I mean, shit. If you feel that way, I feel that way.
Yeah.
It's the reason why I feel that way is because I'm not scared of Embiid, bro. Yeah. Embiid is overrated in my opinion.
Right.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. How I feel about Embiid? He's overrated. I don't respect him as an MVP. And I think he's so. Since I think he's so, we can beat him, right? That's all.
Philly don't want this smoke. Philly don't want this smoke.
Hell
with this smoke.
The full Philly squad, and beat it all. We beat them by 45. So winning by 5 or 6 in the playoffs.
Yo, the Sixers and Embiid, y'all been the most overrated team in the past decade, bro. If we face the Sixers, bro, we should get a dog, bro. Embiid's talking about it, bro. No reason why we should take this.
I'm not afraid. Like I said, Embiid,
he's compromised. He's compromised.
No, it's not about being compromised. It's about what's like.
Yo, Stay Left is pod. Stay Left is on pod, man. He's over there having a conversation with the rest of the guys, man. But yeah, man. Let's see if I can get these guys. They just stay acting up in the background. So, yo, State is crazy. If State was gonna do this, he might as well have just
So we gonna take over this show today. What's good, bro? You know the vibes, man. You got Trippy OG, man. We in the building. How did you feel about this? We are second seed in the East. It's up. Bro, nobody can stop us. But my thing to you is playoff time. What do you feel the rotation is?
As far as rotation, man, we gotta play nine guys. I think.
You know, why do you feel that way?
Because MB number one, defensively wise, we gotta play pressures. You know, so if we're gonna play, Deuce and Mitch and who's the other guy, Bogey, you gotta play pressures. Defensive wise, you know what I'm saying?
So you saying basically, Bogey at the three, Precious at the four, Mitch at the five. Then you have I'm talking about bench only. So the problem is we don't have a two.
Right. It's not Deuce. And then Brunson got to play 40-something minutes.
So what about this? Based on what Villanova has done, based on what Tom has done, do you think that he may go a route to where either Dante is always on the floor, Josh Hart is always on the floor, with either the starter or the bench role? Because both of them, naturally, if the offense is flowing, they're going to pass first besides trying to get their own. Right. So you get where I'm going?
Right.
So that way it solidified Deuce being off ball, all the extra stuff. Right. How do you feel about that?
You got to play all three of them a lot of minutes. That's our whole backwards. Brunson, Josh, Dante, and just four guys. That's it.
All right.
You got to play them every minute.
So basically what you're telling me is you waiting on the front court to see what they can do.
Right.
Yeah. So who do you expect to have a big playoff run? Out of the front court.
He's a guard, but
that's why I say it's crap. I'm looking at him like, Josh. Right. But why though? Explain that for the people.
Because he needs to get those loose ball rebounds, you know, the weak side rebounds. He needs to get those. If he gets those, he wins.
And especially because I always thought about this, it was like, yo, Josh Hart is about 6'4", 6'5".
Right.
He's averaging about damn near 10 to 15 rebounds a game.
Right.
And I'm looking at the guys he got a rebound against. It's like, yo, they 6'9", almost 7 feet.
Right.
How the hell are you doing this?
Right.
You feel me? So I understand that. But the crazy part about it is, I think we both agree. I think my X factor for the playoffs is Deuce. I think Deuce is the guy that takes us as far as we need to go. Because a lot of people are not expecting Deuce to translate the regular season into the playoffs.
Right.
So if he does, it's like, oh, shit.
Right.
But then even so, if we bring Allen Burst in the mix, oh, shit. Right. If he decides to hit now, you done fucked up even more.
Right.
So it's like,
you think
that's
Allen
just
Burst
me.
Gonna get burned in the playoffs?
Hell no. Hell, hell no. Like, no, no, no. All right, but that's just me. How do you feel about that?
Burks is not playing. He's not playing. There's not enough minutes to go around for him to play. He's situational. Like, if something happens and we need him to come in for a little bit, he can come in, but outside of that, you know.
I definitely understand. But more so, like it says, at the end of the day, yo, I don't know if y'all see it, but these Knicks fans is turning the back. Yo, we gonna go ahead and get y'all hosted with the Moses back up here. Mr. State himself. It's your guy Trippy OG. Yo, I'm gonna slide out. Yo, you stay right here. Let me go get y'all hosted for y'all. We be right back. Give us 2 seconds.
This is State show. State bounced on the show.
It's crazy. There you go. He's back though. There you go. So you went on a tangent just now. I moved the camera a little bit. Yeah, I need a beer. What kind of beer you have?
We have Modelo. That's the only beer we got. Or now we have Moonlight.
I'll take Modelo.
Modelo? Okay.
Hey, yo, man, what's up, man? It's your boy State, man. I'm back in the building. I'm feeling good right now. Modelo, what's that? Modelo.
Salud.
I don't even know what to talk about, honestly. Because Knicks already made the playoffs. There's nothing to complain about.
So how do you think we'll be feeling? Who do you think is going to be the guy to get us there? Like, who's going to be like the star outside of Brunson, of course? Who do you think is going to be the star for us?
Dante.
Trippy said Deuce.
No.
Dante.
Because Dante going to save niggas money. Dante going to save niggas rent money, bro.
Right.
I'm telling you, bro. Yo.
Yo, Trippy.
Yo,
Dante DiVincenzo going to save niggas rent money.
We outside, yo. Telling
you. The big red boot.
Big boss side.
Go outside.
Scat.
Listen. I love Dante. Dante, the big bazaar, he's going to save people's rent money, bro. And out of respect, like, I love what he brings.
Yeah.
I love what he brings. Top five in the NBA and deflections, right? He averaged a career high in steals total per game. He's averaging a career high in steals, not even about the per game, but a player who have that total of steals in the games they played, right? So shouts to Dante DiVincenzo. I have nothing bad to say about him.
Yeah. He saved the game a couple times today, driving to the basket. There was a one play he drove in there, and I think Precious tipped it in. That was the game right there. You know what I'm saying? So he does winning basketball plays. You know.
I love Dante.
I like him a lot. I ain't gonna say I love him. I don't know.
I hope Dante don't lead the Knicks, man. That's all I'm saying, man. If Dante lead the Knicks, man, it's gonna be a sad day in Knicks history, man. But I don't have nothing else to say, honestly. I'm really just going to be about my business.
I got you.
But it's 208 people in here. Shouts to everybody in here, man. Shouts to everybody who's tuning in to State of New York Knicks podcast, man. State Talking Deflections. Yes, motherfucker.
I'm gonna get some of the other guys in here to say what's up.
Hey, yo.
That's what
we want to talk right now. All right, so.
So, hello, guys. Knicks in six on every series.
So, get the chains out of here. Michael Corleone style. What up? Salute to everyone in the chat. Salute D Black. Eric, what up? Sixers and five. Yeah, we be drinking here. We having a good time. I'm with my boys. Yeah, I mean, listen, man. Hey, sorry for being the mush and fucking it all up, but salute D Block, Eric Dilly, my guys. Yeah, Sixers and five. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, Knicks should beat whoever we play in the first round. I don't want to hear no excuses. We don't have playoff Randall on our team anymore, which means that we don't have to watch someone chuck up and miss 15 shots a game now. Now we're going to get some buckets, right? We don't have to watch 30% field goal shooting on 20 shots anymore. All right, we're going to get more. We're going to get better quality shots. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to not having to watch this guy spin over turnover, right? I'm going to see someone hustling on defense this time, finally. All right, and Jalen Iverson going to have the ball. So I'm feeling good about the Knicks' chances. I'd say we get out of the first round. And in the second round, you got either Cleveland or Milwaukee or Indiana or Orlando. We should be able to beat all those guys, in my opinion. I'm feeling very confident in what the Knicks are doing right now. I think we're doing all right. I think that Tom Thibodeau needs to step his shit up. Doesn't have to double team Jimmy Butler fucking six games. So, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, salute to the two seed. Salute. Once it hits your lips. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah. Realistically, yeah, man. Listen, you play who you face. I don't lose games on purpose unless we're going to be in the lottery. We were going to be in the playoffs, so there's no point of losing today's game to get Indiana. You play who's in front of you. Embiid's going to be injured. All right? Embiid's going to be injured or, like, half injured. And Miami, I want to fucking shit on Miami, dude. Fuck Miami, dude. I hate Miami. We should get some revenge. If you didn't have Randall on the floor against Miami, we win last series. We don't have Randall this year, right? That's 20 shots to go to Jalen Iverson, Big Paisa, fucking iHeart, right? So I'm confident in what we're doing. Salute to State, biggest in the game. Be more like State. Salute to Astoria Provisions for the good food, for the Jameson. And yeah, bro, you bring up the next guest.
Right there.
Damn, man, my arm looks white as fuck, bro. Listen, bro, at least I don't have to see fucking Randall in the class, bro. Listen, here's my last thing.
I'm about to bring the guy you already know.
One last thing I want to say is you can't say we go into the finals and then be scared of who we play in the first round. Either we're not going to the finals and be scared, or we are going to the finals and don't be scared. All right, don't Tony this bullshit. You can't be contradictory, bro. Salute, yo. Dean.
Hey. What's up, everybody? Showing State some love. It's your boy, King Deej. Let's go Knicks, man. We got these 50 wins. I see some of my favorites in here. I hope everyone's enjoying their Sunday. Bless the Sunday. Yeah, let's see where we fall, man. My whole thing is this. Whether that's Miami, whether that's Philly, I ain't scared of nobody, man. State killed me all summer about Joel Embiid. Why would I care about Joel Embiid right now? As a matter of fact, I believe he didn't even play today. I'm pretty sure against Brooklyn, I don't think he played today. So salute to everyone that's here rocking. Salute. I see my man D Black. I see Javier in here. Yanni, what's up? Mia, what's up? Yeah, man, we got this 50 wins. First time in over, 10 years, 11 years? That's what's up. So as far as King Deeds, I'm not scared of nobody, man. We get Philly. In my opinion, I think we get Philly. I think Miami gets Boston. We beat Philly, I believe that we're going to beat Philly in six. I think we beat Philly in six. They get one at the Garden. They get one in Philly. And that's it. That's it. They'll probably put who would they put? Who would they put on Brunson? Probably Kelly Oubre or Melton. They would probably put Kelly Oubre or Melton on Brunson. Tobias Harris is trash. We put OG on Maxi. And then we do it by committee with Joel Embiid. His free throws, his free throw attempts, they drop down in the playoffs. Get to that second round, and we get the winner of what? Who will we get the winner of if we beat Philly? I believe it's the Bucks and the Pacers, right? 3-6. I mean, that series is interesting, right? That Bucks Pacers series is interesting. I think that's gonna last a while. Yeah. They said Oubre. They see Melton. I see y'all. They'll probably put Melton. But one thing at a time. One thing at a time. We beat Philly in six. Bucks, shout out my guy, man. Yo, this guy's a legend, man. Shout out
this
my guy.
This is not my space. This D space. Nah, it's man. 286 niggas in.
Salute. Everybody, you know, hit that thumbs up button for my boy State, man.
Hey, yo, I'm good. This is not my space, man. I'm good. This is not my space. Hey. Look, he fly. Look, fresh. That's all I want to see. Nice brand new jersey. I'm good.
Shout out to 30 gang, man. This is for Julius Randle. Matt said if you could choose, did you want Philly or Miami? It don't matter. I'll take either one, Matt. Honestly. Javier said Bucks and seven. Black drop 100. Shout out to John and all the good people. Come say hi. Shout out to the hostess.
Hello.
Come speak in the mic.
What do I say?
Just say, you know, shout out to everyone on Nick's Twitter.
Shout out to everyone on Nick's Twitter. Hello, I'm Victoria.
And she's a Nick fan. She's one of us, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely happy that we won just by 1 point. But a win is a win, though.
A win is a win. So, everyone, thank you to her. Thank you to Victoria. Thank you to John. If you're in Historia, Queens, make sure you come here, 12-23 Historia Boulevard.
We got good food for you. I'll tell you that.
Good food, good drinks, whatever y'all want. Just ask for John, ask for Victoria.
Or Moises, whoever you can, we'll be here to serve you. No matter what day it is, except for Mondays. We close on Mondays.
Oh, yeah. Go to work on Mondays.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria. All right, without further ado, I'm going to bring it back to State. Shout out to the family. Shout out to Deuce McBride's advocate. I see you, Riri. Yeah, Knicks and six, man. And then I think we get the winner. I think we get Milwaukee. I'll talk to y'all about that after we beat Philly. State, come back to your show, man. I'm not taking over your show. Everybody, enjoy y'all night. Peace and love, man.
Hey, come here. How many people is there? It's 300 niggas there. It's 300 people here. So who's the next person that you wanted to invite?
I didn't. He already invited himself. He's invited already.
He already is. It's 300 people in.
We need somebody new. Somebody new. Pull up, girl. Go ahead.
It's 300 people in here. I'm making sure everybody get love on State. Yo.
He's new. He gonna talk his shit.
I bet.
Now show him love.
I bet.
Yo, what's the word? I appreciate State hosting this event. Shout out to you, my boy. Appreciate you and your podcast. What's good, everybody? I hope everyone's enjoying today. Happy second seed. Happy 50 wins. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's a good time to be a New Yorker right now. It's a good time to be a Knicks fan. In terms of, listen, we got to see what happens in the play-in. That's it. Like, the season's over. This is where real basketball is played. You got to wait and see what happens, you know? We got to see whether we play Philly or we got to play Miami. You feel me? Me personally, I don't want Philly. Miami, like, I think we could beat Miami, but they're too dirty. I don't want Bam Adebayo coming in, adding more to his fucking highlight reel of people getting injured. I'd rather go against the Sixers, I guess, a compromise than Embiid. Like, Embiid's gonna be like 70%. He's not fully conditioned yet. Every day he's tweaking his knee, like, he's not gonna be 100%. And I feel like the Knicks' depth is still better than the Sixers. We put Maxi, we're gonna have OG on Maxi. Hartley will be on Tobias, Brunson will be on Hill, Deep Returns will be on Oubre. That's it. And then we have iHeart, Mitch, and Precious. They'll be rested. They'll have more energy, ready to go, and they'll be ready to go up against Embiid. As for afterwards, we face the winner of Bucks and Pacers. They're both easy food. If the Knicks, literally the Sixers or the Heat are going to be the toughest challenge for the Knicks. If they can get past those two and get to the second round, the season's only a success because it shows that the second round is our floor instead of our ceiling, and we have a clear shot at the conference finals. Like, it's lit. And it also shows that I think personally, if we get to the second round, Dibs is going to get an extension. There's no way. He's getting coach of the year, guys. Like, the guy is getting votes for coach of the year. After everything he's been through, you don't just let him go like that, even if you make it to the second round again. He's going to get a one-year deal. Randle will probably be back. He'll be healthy. It'll be a proven year for the two of them. Yeah, we'll just see how it goes. And Leon will go all in. We finally got draft picks. We're probably going to use those. Bringing some youth. Bringing some backcourt depth. Burks will be gone. We'll probably keep Bogey. I would love to bring back Preston and Hartenstein. But that's not for another couple of months. Now we got to focus on the playoffs. For me, the X factor is going to be Deuce McBride. We saw how after All-Star break, how much better he's gotten. And to me, Brunson is going to be guaranteed 45 minutes a game in the playoffs. The 3 minutes that he sits, Deuce has to come in and be perfect. He has no margin for error in the playoffs. Like, it's it. The non-Brunson minutes are going to be the biggest minutes. If the Knicks can at least maintain their lead or keep the game close when Brunson is down, that's it. He's gonna be able to take us home. But that's all it is. And yeah, literally, Deuce. In order is Deuce, and then everything else is, it will take care of itself. I got faith in our bigs, I got faith in Precious, I got faith in Hartenstein, I got faith in Mitch. I think DiVincenzo is going to have his best playoffs, and everybody that was worried about him averaging 5 points per game again for no fucking reason, he's gonna put an end to that. Hart is gonna be Hart, Bunsen is gonna be Bunsen, like, I'm not worried about them. Bogey, he'll probably be second after Deuce, but I think that now he's finally settled into that bench role and he'll be able to provide a calm 50 points a game. Like, it's Deuce. Deuce is the biggest key.
And once again, this is not my live stream. It's 327 people right here. This space shit.
This y'all shit.
It's all New York. It's New York shit right here. It's New York's live right here.
It's not my live stream, man. I'm good. This is y'all live stream. I'm straight. I have nothing else to say.
Yo, it's your guy, Trippy OG. Y'all already know. Y'all already see who the new
host
is.
Make sure, hold up.
Yo, look, we got a female for y'all. We got Leo in the scene. They hosting the show. We be back. Y'all hold it down.
Yes, sir. How's it going? How you feeling? Tell me what's going on in your mind right now. What's the vibes looking like?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk my shit.
Oh,
we the number two seed.
Do your thing.
We the number two seed. We talking shit now. People told us we wasn't gonna be here. They told us to raise the banner.
Amen.
Guess what? We raising the banner. Now what? What's the next take? Tell me. Oh, we're not gonna make it out this year. We're not gonna make it out. We heard it before. They told us that last year, and then we did what we did.
This ain't Sixers and five, Heat and five. All right, let's see. What's the word? We here.
Jalen Brunson ain't peak yet. We ain't even see his feet.
We ain't scared of y'all.
I'm out of here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take my chance.
Be easy, man. Yeah, I'm safe, all right?
Peace and love, y'all. Let's go fucking Knicks.
Yes, sir. We ain't scared of nobody.
We're not scared.
The whole month, I've been seeing tweets. Oh, I want Indiana. No, I want Orlando. No, I want Philadelphia. Now I want. I got New Yorkers or what? Shut the fuck up, man. Like, we'll talk. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Game streak. That's these last five games. I saw a lot of threes and twos. We shouldn't have lost that first Bulls game, but that game woke us up. Them guys, they said, oh, we got comfortable. They can't get comfortable. We don't know comfort.
If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. We're going to play all these teams anyway if we want to make a deep run. So give us whoever's in front of us, we're going to go to war. And we're going to fuck you up. And we're going to send y'all home and smoke your packs when we get home.
Simple. Listen, the West, they about to beat each other up. We about to get the East.
Yo, son.
What's good?
We got Chris and Conarcy over here. Get this dog game one to go on Saturday. I'm on son. I want all the smoke. Fuck all them niggas.
Catch me at the Garden 2 this weekend. I might be out of game one or game two. You got to see how it is. Say something, OG.
Oh, nah, we just here letting you know, Knick Nation, we live for orange and blue skies all the time, baby. We here.
Yes, sir.
We're on
easy,
our way. If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
He was there in 73. He was there in 73. He knows what a championship Knicks team looks like.
I was there, sat in the garden on my daddy's lap. Boy, I was there.
He knows what a Knicks championship team looks like.
I was there in 73. I was there in 94. I was there in 2000. I'm going to be there in 2024, boy. What we do? Let's go.
Heard you.
Our Knicks PTSD.
The PTSD got us
a little scared. We ain't been here in a long time, 11 years. That 11 year ago team was a very different team. We are much better. Have some faith in these guys. They're going to keep shocking us.
We're much younger too.
Yeah, I got to bring the energy to the Garden. We got home court for 2 rounds. Yeah, I got to bring the most energy ever at the Garden. That's it. People are scared to compare the Garden. We got to show them why.
Who's number two?
You got to show why the Garden's called the Mecca of basketball. Simple.
Easy, man.
Shout out to the 351 people, man. Y'all are some real ones, man.
The realest.
Yes.
Knicks is lit.
Hell yeah.
The Knicks is lit.
A lot of time to be a New Yorker.
The Knicks is lit. I don't know if y'all. The Knicks are lit. The Knicks for clicks. The Knicks being a poverty franchise. Those days are done. They're done.
The Knicks are not mid.
They're done.
They are not mid.
They're done.
And nobody knows how to handle it either.
No more play-in team. None of that. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. Also, I must go over there and smack the shit out you. Simple.
We're a good team. Everybody got to wait a minute. I don't want Shaq. Why did you feel bad to say, it's going to be the Knicks? Why did you feel bad? Let's talk about it. Why were you feeling bad that we are the number two seed? Because y'all got to admit that we're good.
You want to know what's funny? He said we're the second best team and then said, I agree with you, Chuck. Indiana will beat New York.
Everybody will be in New York, like, bro.
Flowery. Knicks fans is the only fans that was watching all
Knicks
the Knicks
games. MVP Brunson, baby. MVP Brunson.
I'm not afraid.
What are you talking about?
The thing is, they're going to come ready.
New Yorkers, we're going to fuck you up. If we lose, we're still going to fuck you up. Simple, man.
Josh going to finally get some rest.
You don't got to play no 48 minutes. No, you got to get ready to play 48 minutes every game now. God bless Josh Hart.
God bless Josh Hart.
God bless the play-in tournament. We get the rest.
Yeah.
Sean Bond, he hated it. NBA said, nah, fuck you. We keeping it. Simple.
That's real shit.
Simple.
Step in. Step out.
Got the man. Got the OG.
What up, people?
Talk to me, OG. Talk to me.
How you boy?
Bless me with your wisdom. It's your age-old wisdom.
It's twos. Twos is happening, baby. This is 2-seed. We did it the right way. We didn't roll over and play dead like the rest of the teams did.
Milwaukee, Cleveland.
These teams that just rolled over. And we're going to take what we get, and we're going to go ahead and dominate it like we're supposed to. That's what's up. Knicks 2-seed, and we're going to go far. So just ride with your guys, man. Whatever y'all thinking out there, just know that Jalen Brunson is coming for them, baby.
Big body Jalen, Brunson, boy.
Big body Brunson, big Paisa, right? Dante, OG. See it, the OG. This is the recap merch.
Shout out recap.
Yeah. So yo, just make sure y'all get in with the watch party. It's gonna happen either Game 3, Game 4, whichever one it is. But get in there.
Y'all got to stand up and stand proud, man. No matter what happens, stand tall, stand proud.
Man, we're here at John's restaurant, man. The food has been immaculate.
Yeah, shout out Chef John.
The hospitality has been top-notch, man. You know, this. So shout out to him. Make sure y'all come down and check out the restaurant.
Like my man said, we did it the right way, unlike Milwaukee, because of their coach Doc is so scared to go back to Philly. But the fact is, everybody keeps saying that the Knicks don't want to face this, don't want to face that. Who want to face us?
Who want this smoke?
Nobody wanted this smoke. Yo, we feeling like Kendrick right now.
Let's say the topic from the Knicks.
Fuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me, boy.
Yeah. This is the topic from the Knicks for a moment, because we could go on about them forever.
Yes.
What playoff series are you most forward to look like? What playoff series are you most looking forward to watching?
Outside of ours?
Yeah.
Because ours, of course, we got
to. Yeah, yeah, but like all the other ones in the East and West.
Let's say who looks good. That Minnesota
Phoenix
series could be interesting. Orlando and Cleveland, that'll be interesting because one of them bums is going to advance. Both of those teams suck. I don't care. We could have played either one of them. I would not have had anything against that. Mm-hmm. So either one of those teams we would have got. What other series are the Mavs?
Clippers.
That's they tough. Always go to war.
Well, Luka finally get his first win. He hasn't beat the Clippers yet in the playoffs.
Yeah, so you know we gotta see, but there's nothing that's gonna be more powerful. Whoever we play, Philly, Miami, line them up. We're gonna knock them down. My preference would be for Miami because for the vindication of what they did to us last year. Right, we need to run through them for our boy Big Jew, who they put out.
Jimmy home.
You know what I'm saying? So they put our man out trying to get an advantage. Fine. So we're gonna just run through them. Or if it's Philly, you know, so what, man? Whatever we gotta do, we're gonna come out and we're gonna win. You know, the first round, you know, six games maybe. Then go to the second round. I believe we're going to go to the third round. And just looking at it, we're the second best team in the East. Number two, baby. Number two. Don't give me that
second best team with the best player in the East.
That second seed with the MVP.
The East is weak shit. The East might be weak after number two, baby. But one and two is us. Don't try to pull that weak shit with us. That's all I'm saying.
No need to be a hater. If you're a fan of the game, you cannot deny what this man, Jalen Brunson, has done to this franchise, to this city, how he invigorated us and got us back to life and pumped up. We have not felt like this. I'm a Melo fan. Even we had a little run with Melo. I have not felt like this since Pat and Starks and them guys, man. This shit is crazy, man. That's Big Body Brunson, man. The way he
does talk. Real talk, if we make it to the second round again, we got to put Brunson over Melo unanimously.
Yo,
no debate.
Yo, quietly.
No debate.
I'm sorry.
No debate.
But I already did.
Listen.
I understand that.
After 1985, and the reason why I say 85, because I know I love Bernard King, but he didn't really have that long. Right.
He had longevity.
So I'm going to say Melo, Randall, Patrick, Jalen, and Allen Houston.
Clyde?
Those are my five. No,
Clyde.
Oh,
I'll go there.
That's my five.
Yeah,
that's my
five. I like that.
That's my 85.
That's
85.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
So, for me, I just look at it as like Brunson and Melo are kind of tied right now because of the team's success. They both have the same amount of playoff success. So if Brunson makes it to the second round again, you have more playoff success. So you'll be more impactful as a Knicks.
Look, I give Brunson the edge because that's what I expected Melo to do.
Yeah.
This Jalen Brunson shit is so out of left field. That is crazy. We knew we had a serviceable point guard. All we needed was a point guard to dribble the ball four times, get it over half court, and pass. Get it back. If nobody's open, you create a shot. We didn't know we was getting somebody that'd give you a 40 burger every night if you have to. You name the best of it. Put it this way. That last game against Boston, I know they say Boston wasn't playing, but trust me. That game, Boston had on their mind, everybody's talking about the Knicks is a problem. Let's go in here and smack the shit out these Knicks and show them what really is real. And when we went in there and turned that around on them, and you saw Jaylen Brown guarding Jalen Brunson full court, and then passing him off to Jason Tatum, and he's still scoring, and then he scored on White, then he scored on Porzingis, then he scored on Hoffman, then he scored on anybody. Man, this is different, man.
Yeah, this is different, man.
They didn't want to do that.
Yo, Boston trying to claim that they didn't play that game to win.
They said that we were desperate.
Yeah,
no.
They played
into the third quarter, and that shit said, you know what? We ain't got no shot. Because I don't care who you are, they were in Boston. Everybody's saying the Knicks are the toughest.
Game.
You know they were saying Knicks is one of the toughest components for Boston. So Boston really wanted us to shut all the commentators up. Let us smack these Knicks and show
they them. They wanted to go 5-0 against
them. It did not work.
They wanted to go 5-0. Fuck that.
What?
Yo, appreciate you, Knicks. Well, you know what I'm saying? Knicks Twitter.
400 people on the live, bro.
Your take, Knicks, will be for game one.
What's good, King JJ?
Yeah, King JJ is out there.
Yes, sir. Yo, if you go on the chat, drop your hot takes right now.
Big Taz, what's up?
Drop your hot takes right now for the playoffs. I want to see some takes.
Shout out, Uncle Will. I got it. Look like Riri. What's up?
Drop some hot takes right now for the playoffs. I want to see something.
All here, you know, but at the next watch party, man, wherever it's at, could be here, could be the Bronx Ale House was popping too, man. Y'all need to be out there.
Pull up. Show up. Show out.
We have Blondies. Wherever it's at, you need to pop in, man. I see Z in the house.
He shout you out, showing you love.
Yeah. All the queens, man. Show the OG some love, man. I appreciate that.
No kings for queens. That's how we do, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Yo, new Knicks fan that we met.
New member of Knicks Twitter.
New Knicks fan, but yo, new family
he's a new member of Knicks Twitter. Y'all better show him some love.
Andre, he's going to be in the building.
Yes, sir.
He's
going to be
on the spaces.
Yes, sir.
Word, Pantin?
Yes,
all right.
Man, we here.
Shout out to you, Pantin. You say sauce in the Bronx Ale House.
So peace and love, y'all. I'm out. Get ready to head back to Bronx in the house. You know what it is, Platinum Supernova. BX all day. You know what I'm saying? Our Yankees lost today. Not good. They're the man.
State. I want you to give me your hot take for the playoffs.
Hold on.
It can be Knicks related or not.
Chicago's going to make the playoffs.
Oh, they're going to beat Atlanta.
They're going to beat Atlanta?
The way they played us today.
They're going to win the two games?
No, that kid. No, he's right, though.
Caruso's
lit. Kobe White is a problem.
Him and Caruso are buckets.
Kobe White is a problem.
What you got, State?
State, what you got?
Hot takes, man. What you got?
Shots of the New York Knicks, man. We go home in the first round. Can't wait till the Knicks get to the summer so we could get a nice player outside of Julius Randle, and that's all I got.
Sticking with the negativity identity. I see.
That's all I got.
I see.
Come on, you get a little bit No, that's beautiful because this just shows a man that put his life into this team and been disappointed a lot. We coming for you, though. We coming to let my man State know we got your back because you had.
He ain't the same old Knicks no more.
Not the same old Knicks. It's not your cousin's Knicks. Not your auntie's Knicks. We gonna try a little bit. Do I think we're a championship team? Not yet. I think we can make the Eastern Conference Finals, but every game is a game. Once you get there, one game at a time. Who the fuck knows what can happen? The Miami Heat just went to the finals with the worst team than us. Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin,
AFC.
And they went to the finals. So it can't happen. No, but we just got to put the work in. We here. We're going to make a believe out of my man. He got a right to feel how he feels. That's what Knicks fans do. All Knicks fans got a right to do that because we've been let down a long time.
My hot take is not Knicks related. I think Oklahoma City can make the Western Conference Finals.
My hot take for the playoffs is that Dallas can make the finals. Kyrie and Luka got 80 for you. They got 80 for you. If anybody else, Tim Hardaway, get a few 10 and somebody else block a shot or two, they got 80 for you.
I really think OKC can make the run of the conference finals. Shai Gilgeous, my pick for MVP. He's my pick for MVP.
He's a problem.
They got shooting. They got size. They're physical. They can defend. They can score on all three levels. They can play any pace.
Oh, shit. I don't know how y'all going to take this, but I got to go ahead. Be that he missed.
Take it over his eyes. He lit.
Josh Giddey is a fucking rapist.
Yeah, fuck Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey got caught with a 15-year-old child. He had fucking video of him with the girl, but it was a problem, and nobody said nothing. We got motherfuckers going down left and right, but Josh Giddey did that shit, and he's playing every week. I'm just saying.
Yo, I'm going to be
we
real.
We all saw pictures of the girl. She was like fucking 15.
Yo, I'm going to be real.
Seriously.
When OKC played at MSG, I was disappointed at Knicks fans. I was expecting when Giddey went to the free throw line to hear a chance of she's not 18. I was expecting to hear that shit. She's not 18. I was like, yo, come on. Where is that, bro? We New York was supposed to not give a fuck. What the hell, man? Stay about killers.
But to get it back where it belongs, New York Knicks, second seed, we got some work to do. We just got to keep it right. Hopefully, my best part of the Knicks playoffs, I want to see Randle on the sideline in a polo shirt. And,
oh, like, hell yeah.
Coaching squad.
DiVincenzo.
Like, he's coaching. I want to see him coaching his guys up, giving them fucking strength and hope and help, because it's going to be hard, man. We're not out the water. We made the second seed, but whether we get Philly or Miami, it's not going to be no walk in the park. We're not going to play around and act like playoff Jimmy don't exist. We're not going to act like fucking Joel Embiid, it's not him. We're not going to act like Tyrese Maxey is not playing out of his mind right now. But I still believe with us, when it comes down to those second units, we got one of the best benches in the game. We got Mitchell Robinson that is a bona fide starter coming off the bench, so he's a second teamer. We should be able to hold it down if we just stay healthy and play through this. But it ain't gonna be a walk in the park. It's gonna be hard, boy.
Gotta win the non-bunch of
minutes. Like I said, Big Dre, I'm here for the team. My man, State. Got you. Peace, King. I'm State. Out. Peace. Wifey said go. And happy life, happy wife. She said go. Time to go.
Yeah, I think we can beat the Sixers. It's all about, hey, come in here. Come in. I dig it. NBA 75. How you doing? How's everything? How you feeling about the Knicks?
Come on, man.
New York, we here?
We're going to the finals.
New York, we here.
We're going to the finals.
Ain't no more Almighty fourth seed. We in the Almighty second seed now. No more Almighty fourth seed.
Ain't no team beating the Knicks in the East.
I like that.
Think about it.
Gotta win the non-bunch of minutes. If our bench can hold on and bunch on the bench.
Think about the last five games they won. They won at Boston, right, by 30. They beat the Bucks by 20. They beat the Bulls, right, and the Nets. Okay, fine. But they beat the Bucks and the Celtics on the road.
And think about the games in March. Sacramento.
Yep.
Golden State.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, we play some tough we beat Denver back in January.
I got a hot take, but it's not a hot take.
What's up?
Pacers beat the Bucks. Magic beat the Cavaliers.
Ooh. I'm actually very excited for Cleveland Orlando. Those two teams are going to fuck each other up.
Oh, yeah.
Because Orlando is very physical. They're great defensively, but they cannot shoot the ball. Cleveland is very weak mentally. They do not like physicality, but they have more talent and more experience. You know? It honestly depends on how healthy Donovan Mitchell is. I have more faith in Garland. I don't know what the fuck to expect from him. Allen and Moby, yo, they're going to have their hands full with that Pablo thing, bro.
Yo.
Pablo is fucking cold, bro. Pablo Banchero, good lord. Lord have mercy on the Cavs. Like, yo, it's crazy because, like, they get to fuck each other up. And then they got to go. And then them in Boston got to go fuck each other up? Oh, my God, bro. And if Porzingis gets hurt and it's like they play Orlando, I'd be more worried for Boston if they play Orlando than Cleveland. Because how physical Orlando plays, and Porzingis hates being physical. Hold on. Take care, family. Have a good night. But yeah, I'd be more worried for Boston if they had to play Orlando because of how physical they are. Porzingis hates banging bodies.
Oh, well.
He's very fucking injury prone with that shit. That's my take. I don't know if you heard my hot take earlier. I said that OKC can make the conference finals.
Ain't no hot take. That's no hot take. No.
Listen, a lot of people think
like
that.
A lot of people think
that if they finish the LA or Golden State or Sacramento, the first one exit.
If they play the Lakers, Thunder win that series of six. Okay? Also, if the Heat get the 8 seed,
yeah.
Out of that play-in.
Yeah. Oh, them against Boston?
Yes.
You got them winning now?
I like them against the Celtics. In six.
I get to troll the Celtics fans if that happens.
Mind you, remember, go back last year and then
Jimmy.
2 years ago and then they beat them.
Yeah.
He beat them.
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago the Celtics won in seven games.
Yeah. So, that Jimmy Butler missed that three that were winning the game seven.
Then,
yeah.
In the bubble that he beat the Celtics.
Yeah.
So and
last year, almost blew that 3-0 lead, but then Tatum hurt his ankle and he ran away with it.
By 20.
Yeah.
So I don't trust the Celtics.
I feel
I damn sure don't trust the Bucks.
Now I've done. Hell no. Now I've done.
hell.
Yeah, so it's Knicks. So that's why I like. This is why I said.
Yo, Knicks. I love Goose McBuy Advocate. She wants you. She a real one. Yeah, we want all the smoke. Get all the smoke. Hell yeah. Don't be scared of no one.
It's the time of the year.
That's the playoffs. You got to beat the best to be the best. Fuck everybody. Do every point for the bus. We're going to fuck him up. That's it. That's how it is.
Like, it's go time. Like, it's playoff. We in playoff mode right now.
That's
it. As we are right now,
show up.
In playoff mode.
Y'all show up.
We don't got time to be scared. We don't got time to be nervous. It's playoff basketball. If you want to win the NBA championship, the shit gets rough.
Yep.
Hey, if you want to go in the trenches, you got to go in the trenches, okay?
That's
if you're scared, go get a puppy.
That's it, man. Hey, yeah. Shout out to the 456 people. I'm about to get up out of here. I love y'all. Nick, let's go, Nick. Second seed, baby. You're going all the way. You're going to see where the playoffs are going from there. I'm going to give it back to Spade, my man over here. I love y'all, man. Deuces.
Ayo, with that said, I appreciate y'all tuning in. State of New York Knicks podcast. Straight from Queens, man. I love everybody who's tuning into the podcast right now, and I appreciate it. With that said, man, I'm going to holla at y'all, and peace and blessings, and God bless, man.